With his 1992 bestseller, Earth in the Balance, Al Gore wrote the book on environmentalism in the 1990s. His campaign website goes on at length about his positions on environmental issues. But on the campaign trail and during debates, Vice President Gore keeps it simple.
We have to pay attention to the quality of life, the clean air and clean water, with attention to the environment, with smart growth and preservation of open space, and I think that's critically important.
Instead of talking extensively about what's seen as his issue, the environment, Al Gore's been spending more time on healthcare and education.
I'm actually a little surprised that Vice President Gore has not been more assertive on the environment.
Alan J. Lichtman is a professor of history at American University and the author of the book Keys to the White House.
I think part of it may be that he is so wrapped up in the issue that he'd wind up giving an insider rap on this that would lose the average voter. I've seen environmentalists do that, and they can lose you very quickly when they get into the intricacies of these regulatory acts. I also think the Gore campaign doesn't believe that environment right now is high among the issues that are on the minds of primary voters.
But some environmentalists say there's another reason Al Gore is not saying much about the environment. They feel the Clinton-Gore administration's record on the environment is weak. Last fall, the Political Action Committee of an environmental group called Friends of the Earth shook the Gore campaign by endorsing Bill Bradley. Brent Blackwelder is Friends of the Earth's president. He says Gore's voting record in Congress is not as good as Bradley's. Blackwelder adds, when Gore took on the mantle of environmental spokesman for the Clinton-Gore administration, he also accepted the responsibility.
And so when we say the environmental enforcement record of Clinton-Gore administration is atrocious, it's not only Clinton, it's Gore. I mean, 40% of your manufacturers are in significant violation of the Clean Air Act for the last couple of years on which statistics are available. Inspections under the Clean Water Act and the Coal Strip Mining Act have been dropping off. Enforcement staff's been cut back. This is not the record of someone that's taking care of the environment.
Other environmental groups have held off endorsing in the primary. However, Alan Lichtman says many of them are in lockstep with Vice President Gore. Still, the Friends of the Earth Bradley endorsement had its effect.
That certainly was a shot across the bow to Al Gore on the environmental issues, and perhaps a warning signal that maybe environmentalism is not a wedge issue between himself and Bill Bradley.
Shortly after the Bradley endorsement, some of the country's leading environmentalists came to Gore's defense. Among them was Robert F. Kennedy, Jr. Kennedy is the president of the Waterkeeper Alliance and an attorney with the Natural Resources Defense Council. He says Al Gore has earned the environmental community's backing over his opponent, Bill Bradley. Kennedy says that's because Gore fought the 1994 Republican Contract with America. Kennedy feels the contract sacrificed the nation's natural areas for profit.
Bill Bradley quit the Senate. He went back to New Jersey. He said, I'm going to make some money. But Al Gore stayed, and he slugged it out toe-to-toe with Newt Gingrich.
On the campaign trail, Vice President Gore blames the Republicans for blocking his issues. During a New Hampshire public radio call-in show, the vice president defended the Clinton administration's slow progress on global warming.
The Congress has refused to support the measures we've proposed. And I personally went to Kyoto in Japan to help negotiate the world treaty to combat global warming. And the Republican Congress, especially the Senate, has refused to support that.
The Clinton-Gore administration has been criticized for not going ahead and developing a program to meet emissions targets under the Kyoto Treaty. Nine environmental groups sent a letter to the White House expressing deep disappointment. In Time magazine, one environmental leader said he didn't question the vice president's commitment against global warming, but, quote, so far, it's all talk and no action, end quote. Robert F. Kennedy, Jr. says it's possible the Clinton-Gore administration could have done more to help the environment, but he doesn't doubt Gore's commitment.
For Gore, it's the central issue of his life, of his career, of his thinking. To have a guy with those attitudes who comes in on day one and understands those issues is going to put this country at a huge advantage.
While Gore is credited with helping to establish Superfund legislation, raise awareness of the global warming theory, and giving pro-environment lobbyists access to the White House, his opponent, Bill Bradley, feels the Clinton-Gore record on the environment has vulnerabilities. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.